I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I surrender. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many blessings. Thank you for another day that you've made, another day that you've blessed us to be able to see. Thank you for our heart to give ourselves away to you. We give ourselves away so that you may get the glory, so that you may use us, so that we may be vessels to be used by you to reach your kingdom, to reach those that are lost, to seek and to save those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. We surrender, Lord. We surrender to your will, and we say, not our will, but let thine will be done this day in the mighty name of Jesus. All to thee, my mind, my heart, my body, my soul, my thoughts, my actions, I give them away to you. I submit them to you, and I offer unto you a sacrifice, Lord, my body as a living sacrifice. Oh, God, my body, my heart, my mind, my soul, I give them to you. Oh, God, for you to use them for your glory, for you to use them for the upkeep of your kingdom, for you to use them, oh, God, so that you may get the glory out of my life. Thank you, Lord, for another day that you have made and another day that you have allowed me to see. We can never take it for granted, God, that you blessed us to be able to see every single brand new day that we have been alive. We declare right now, Lord, that this is the day that the Lord has made. We understand that we did not make this day. We understand that no one else created this day. But every single day, God, you blessed us to be able to see is a day that you have made, a day that you've already given us the victory, a day that you've already given us the ability to overcome, the ability, oh, God, you've already given us the victory, oh, God, to do great things. You've already done the work for us, Lord, for you know our ending from our beginning. So this day that you have made, oh, God, is just working, oh, God, together so that we may fulfill your purpose and to bring you glory out of our lives. Lead us and guide us today in the mighty name of Jesus that we may be the lights that you need for us to be. But before we ask you to be the lights that we need you to be, I ask, oh, God, that you will wash your people even now. We're living in dangerous, oh God, in terrible times, oh God, and we need your help, Lord. We need your help to be able to stand. We need your help, God, to bring you glory. We need your help, God, to be effective witnesses. And it's not by our power. It's not by our might. We can protest. We can run down the street. We can post everything on social media. We can do a whole bunch of complaining and a whole bunch of crying. But at the end of the day, God, if we don't seek your face as a people, if we don't turn away from our sins, if we don't repent and confess, Lord, if we don't humble ourselves and submit ourselves to your authority, Lord, then what's going on in the land today will not be solved. It will not be taken care of. The things that are afflicting the nation today will continue to fester and grow until your people, which have been called by your name, will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. Healing is here, God. Everything that you promised us in your word, Lord, is already manifested. It's not like you are creating new miracles, Lord. When you healed the woman with her blood, Lord, she just used the virtue that was in no garment. That was just anointing that was in you, the faith that was in her, God, that she just activated and was healed because of her faith being activated, Lord. Everything that we need, Lord, is already here. Activate our faith, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus, and give us to pray. You warned us over and over again that men ought to always pray, that we should pray without ceasing, that we should, the effectual and the fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much, that all we have to do is call upon you and you'll answer us and show us great and mighty things, that when we pray, we can have this confidence knowing that you hear us, and not only that you hear us, but that you will give us the petitions of our heart. God, you've told us over and over again that you desire to have a relationship with us, a communication with us, and that is through the power of prayer. But God, we don't pray like we used to pray, Lord. We don't call upon your name like we used to call upon your name. Oh, God, we don't seek after your anointing like we used to seek after your anointing. But God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we are determined right now, God, oh, God, to stop the cycle of sin in our lives and stop the cycle of foolishness in our lives in the name of Jesus. You are looking for a people that will be willing to worship you in spirit and in truth. You're looking for a people that's willing to stand for righteousness and to stand for holiness. You're looking for a generation of people that will not be conformed to this world, but that they will be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Oh, God, that we may present a body, oh, God, that's acceptable. You are looking for a church without a spot or without a blemish, Lord, and you are looking for that church still today. And we have fallen short, Lord. We've fallen short of our task. We've fallen short of your glory. We've come to a church that's content. We've come into a body that's content, oh, God, with the way things are. Oh, God, we're okay with murders occurring, oh, God. We're okay with, oh, God, with deaths from drugs, oh, God, and homelessness, Lord. We're okay with things that are running amok, oh, God, and that is devastating the nation today. But tug at our hearts even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Tug at our hearts right now, Lord, that before we complain, God, we'll take time to pray. Oh, God, before we sit to the side, Lord, we'll put ourselves into action, oh, God, and begin to pray, to seek your face, Lord, so that you can give us direction. You are the answer to the world today, to these senseless murders that are going on at the hands of, oh, God, officers, Lord. You are the answer to our problems today for homelessness. Oh, Godness in the land, God, the high rate of homelessness among young people, Lord. God, you are the answer still today, Lord. Oh, God, for the shortage of food in homes, Lord, and the hunger, oh, God, Matt, that is growing larger and larger day by day. God, you are still the answer, Lord. Anytime Israel tried to go get things done on their own, oh, God, they found themselves in more and more dire trouble. They found themselves further and further away from you, and the further we are away from you, the further we are from your mercy, the further we are from your favor, the further we are from your help, Lord, the further we are away from your promises and walking under your anointing. Well, you told us to draw unto you, draw nigh unto you, and you will draw nigh back unto us. And then if we seek your face, Lord, oh God, and seek your will and your righteousness, Lord, that you'll add all these things unto us, Lord. You promise in your word that you'll never leave us or ever forsake us, and that you can bless us, oh God, exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, that what you have in store for us, eye has not seen it, ear has not heard it, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what good things you have in store for those that fear you, Lord. You have told us over and over again that you are the answer. Help us to turn back to the answer today in the name of Jesus. Help us to call upon your name, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need, oh God, a revival, God, to break forth across this land. Thank you for the revival, oh God, that you sent our way last week. What a mighty anointing. What a spirit-filled meeting that we had, oh God. And even though First Lady's Day was not supposed to be the conclusion of the revival, oh Lord, but you ended that week, oh God, on an even greater note than it was on Friday. Each round went higher and higher, and you have revived our souls, and you have encouraged us, and it's right on time for us, Lord. It's right on time, because the world is waxing more and more out of control. Oh God, the world is waxing more and more evil. Your people are falling to the wayside day by day. They're becoming discouraged. They're becoming befuddled, Lord. They're becoming disheartened, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. They're looking for man to lead them. They're looking for a man to rise up and speak out. They're looking for the flesh, oh God, to stand up. But I bind that spirit right now in this ministry. We're not going to look to the flesh. We're not going to serve after the flesh. But what we're going to do is we're going to submit to the Spirit. And we're going to chase after the Spirit. And we're going to ask God that you may have your way, Lord. Yes, God, there are dangers seen and unseen outside. But God, you are still a protector. You are still a strong tower. You are still a way maker, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And you're still in control. It's not by power. It's not by might. But it's by your Spirit, Lord. It's your Spirit, God, that can save us. It's your Spirit, Lord, today, that will protect our children as they go out on the, in the streets, Lord. It's your Spirit, God, that will lead, God, and direct us, Lord, and grant us wisdom on what to say, what not to say, what to do, and what not to do. You told them in Acts, oh God, you told them, don't worry about what you need to say as you go out. I'll give you the words to say. I'll give you what to say before the magistrates. I'll give you what to say before the people. Oh God, we bind the desire to lead ourselves by flesh this day in the name of Jesus. Because the flesh leads to destruction. The law led us to destruction. Because we could not satisfy the law. But we've been set free. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name. We've been set free from the limitations that come with the law. No longer do I have to follow a stone tablet, Lord, that was made, but you have, that was written on stone, Lord, but you have written your commandments. You have written, oh God, your desires on the tables of my heart. And you've given me power. You've given me your Spirit to dwell in me. You've given me your Spirit, oh God, to help me, to lead me, and to guide me. You had a desire, Lord, no longer to reside in an ark, Lord, where only those that were there, oh God, can feel your glory, Lord. But you have given me the ability to be that ark, to be that temple where your Spirit dwells at. You have allowed yourself to be wrapped up and tied up, oh God, and shoved into a body that's mine to sanctify me, oh God, to glorify me, oh God, to lift up your name, Lord, and to lift me up. You've given me your Spirit that I may walk right and talk right, that I may receive power to be a witness, oh God, for you, God, to give you the glory, to give you the honor, and to give you the praise. There's so much, God, that's going on. And we need you to come on and have your way. We submit to you, Lord. We surrender to your will. We say right now, not my will, but thine will be done. I don't know which way to go, but you know which way to go. I don't know what to say, but God, you know what to say. I don't know what to do, but Lord, you know what to do. So I surrender all to you, Lord, my blessed Savior, the one who died on the cross for my sins. I surrender to you, Lord, the one who created me in the beginning, who was in the beginning, Lord, with the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I surrender to him right now. I surrender to the one who was wounded for my transgressions and bruised for my iniquities. I surrender to the one, oh God, that hung up on Calvary's cross and shed his blood so that I might have life, and that more abundantly, Lord. I surrender to the one that is still a balm in Gilead, that is still a healer, that is still a way maker, that is still a strong power. I surrender to Jesus Christ today. And as I surrender to him, I press my way towards you. God, the crowd is quite heavy. Oh, God, but I just want to get to you to touch the hem of your garment. Oh, God, I know that people don't want me to be in your midst, Lord. I know that the world don't want me to chase after you. But, Lord, I press my way, Lord, past afflictions in the body, Lord. I press my way, Lord, past afflictions and trials on my job. God, I press my way, oh, God, to you, oh, God, in spite of the issues in my home, oh, God. I press towards you, Lord, in spite of the issues in the land, God. Whatever it may be that causes us, oh, God, to be restricted, or causes us not to be free, oh God, that causes us not to be able to get to you freely, we press our way towards you in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know in you there is life, Lord. In you, God, there is hope. In you, there is strength, Lord. We just have a desire just to get to you. And if we keep our mind on you, you told us that you'll keep us perfect in perfect peace. You'll bless us with peace that surpasses all understanding. Peace and joy that the world didn't give, and the world can't take it away. They try to take away our peace, and they try to take away our joy day after day. But you're looking for a remnant that's willing to stand. And we're living in a day and time where there is a great falling away. Oh, God, I've never seen such disrespect of leadership, disrespect, oh, God, of authority, God, in the church. I'm not talking about the world, Lord. The world is supposed to act chaotic. The world is supposed to act animalistic, Lord. But we've been called out of darkness. Your people have been called out of darkness into a marvelous light, Lord. You have called us to be something different than we were. Oh, God, I can understand it. Oh, God, if that was our trait, Lord, before we found you. But when you made us, oh, God, when you received us, when you called us out of darkness, darkness into your marvelous light, you made us into new creatures, Lord. You told us in your word that old things were supposed to be passed away, and then you said, behold, that all things are become as new, that if any man is in Christ, he's new. He's new. He's made us new over again. But, Lord, we're falling back into our old sins of our old ways. We're weighed down, God, by weights and sins that beset us. We're weighed down, God, and we're ineffective, Lord, because we're looking to man instead of looking to God. We're getting into the point of time where we want to be like Israel. We're asking for a king. We're asking for a savior to rise up in America. We're asking for someone to rise up and to speak, oh God, to the people, and to speak to people of other races, Lord, instead of looking to you, Lord, instead of calling on the name of our Father, instead of calling on the one that has been our leader and been our guide day by day since the beginning of time, Lord. We're falling into the same trap that the Israelites fell in. Give us a king. Everybody else has a king. Everybody else has somebody that's speaking out for them. Everyone else, Lord, has somebody standing for them. And Lord, day by day, day after day, you stand for us. Every single day, God, you're right there for us. Every single day, God, you're there on pleading on our behalf, God, before the Father. Lord, every single day, you promised that you would be with us and never leave us nor ever forsake us. So who are we looking to? I'm determined to declare this morning that I'm looking unto you, the author and the finisher of my faith. I'm looking unto you, oh God, the lover of my soul. I'm looking unto you, my keeper, my deliverer, my strong power. I'm looking to you, Lord, the source of my strength and the strength of my life. I'm looking unto you, the reason why I move and live and have my very being. Oh, help us, O Lord, today. Though trials come, storm clouds may rise, life may become difficult in this world. But I thank you, God, that I'm not of this world. I may be in this world, but I'm not of this world. And so, God, I know that there is something greater, that there is something greater. And any time, Lord, there is affliction, any time there is trial, there are trials, any time the issues come in our lives, it's just an opportunity for us, for you to get our attention. And are we heeding that call today? God, the deaths that are coming almost day after on a weekly basis, Lord, and the wars and the travesty throughout the land, Lord, that's coming day by day, is it calling the people back unto you, Lord? Are we paying attention, Lord? Are we calling upon you in this hour of darkness, in this hour of depravity, in this hour of concern, Lord? Are we looking to you, Lord? It doesn't that we are looking unto you. We're not heeding the call. We're not paying attention, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I just read the other day, Lord, that they have raised an arch to Baal in the city of New York, Lord. We're waxing more and more evil in the name of Jesus and your people. Instead of calling upon you, we're complaining. We're becoming weary. We're giving up hope. We're desecrating those that are there to lead us, that you placed above us. God, we're doing everything outside of what you have called for us to do. And you've called for us to pray, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways. We seek you yet this morning, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You asked us to seek you while you may yet be found. God, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to seek after you this morning. While your presence is in this place, Lord, and your glory is manifested in our lives, we seek after you the more right now in the name of Jesus. We have a hunger, Lord, and a thirst after more of your righteousness, Lord. Feed us your word, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We'll eat the whole roll. We'll eat the whole scroll, Lord. We won't lay anything aside, Lord, but feed us your word, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because your word is a lamp unto our feet. Your word is a light unto our pathways in the mighty name of Jesus. It's your word that helps us to stand. It's your word, God, that gives us the ability to hope, Lord. It's your word, Lord, that reaffirms our faith, Lord, and helps us to walk and talk and speak your words of hope in our lives, God. It's your word that declares that we can speak those things that are not as though they were, Lord. It's your word, oh God, that tells us, oh God, that the tongue, oh God, can eat. Steer a boat and cause chaos, or we can allow it to speak light into our lives and into the lives of others, Lord. It's your word, God, that tells us, oh God, that heaven and earth will pass away, but that your word will last and stand forever, God. So that means your word, God, will transcend generations, Lord. Your word, Lord, it'll transcend times, Lord. It's your word, God, that was in the beginning, and it's the word, Lord, that will be in the end. So it got everything else may fail, but your word, your promises, God, that you have given to your people and that you've given to this world will last forever. Hide your word, Lord, in our hearts. We might not sin against thee, that we might not turn our backs on thee, because your word tells us, Lord, oh God, that you are everything that we need and more. Your word reminds us, God, that even when we fall short of your glory, if we confess our sins, that you are faithful enough to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Your word, God, tells us that if we confess our sins, oh God, only that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God has raised Jesus from the dead, that we can be saved. It's your word, oh God, that gives us hope, Lord, today. That you are a God of not only of the valleys, but that you are a God of the hills as well. David, remind us that there's no place that we can go that you are not. So even in the midst of times where we feel that you are not near, God, you're still yet there. Oh, God, in times of travesty, in times of confusion, oh, God, in times of chaos, Lord, even though we don't submit to your will, Lord, you are still there. You are still that ray of light, sunlight, God, even as the storms, oh, God, rage, oh, God, in our eyes, Lord, you are everything that we need and more. And we can find just what we need in your word. Your word, God, is the answer. Your word has all of the examples. Your word has all of the problems and everything as well. The man of God said last week, God, that the concept is in the Bible. That the problems, oh God, to help our way through are in the Bible. Oh God, and as we go through that, the Bible gives us exercises on how to build ourselves up, and then it gives us the answer, Lord. The Bible has everything we need and more, because there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new that comes into our life. There's nothing new under the sun. Persecution, oh God. Oh God, ruthlessness, God. Oh God, doubt, oh God. And everything that we see crazy in this world today, oh God, was always before. It has happened before. It's nothing new under the sun. So where do we turn to? Where do we go? Who do we look to? In times of doubt, in times of concern, in times of dismay, in times of trouble, where do we turn to? Who should we go to? I'm determined to go to the rock. I'm determined to look to the hills. I'm determined to draw nigh to thee and to submit to your will and submit to your way. The world can't do anything for me. The world can't protect me. The world can't do anything, Lord. Oh, God, it can't do anything but fail. Day by day, the world is decaying. Day by day, we're even decaying, Lord. But day by day, the world is waxing more and more evil. Why would I rely upon something that's failing? I'm encouraging the people of God today to look to God, look to our Savior, seek after his spirit. Seek after his anointing. Oh, God, you said that you will pour out your spirit in the last of evil days. You will pour out your spirit upon all flesh. And we're living in that daytime, that day and time. We're living in that day and time. Well, God, we need your spirit. We need your spirit to help us to stand. We need your spirit to help us to walk right. We need your spirit, oh, God, to give us the word of life. That as people are concerned everywhere, we have the answer. We have the words that Jesus still saves. We have the solution to the problems that the world is experiencing today. And his name is Jesus. If we can just muster though that word of that name, oh God, when difficulties come our way, Jesus. Before we complain and before we start crying and before we become fretful, if we can just call on the name of Jesus, there is power in his name. There is deliverance in his name. There is healing in his name. There is hope even in his name. And his name is Jesus. He is the lily of the valley. He is the bright and morning star. He is a rock in a weary land. He is a shelter from the time of storm. His name is Jesus. He is a balm in Gilead. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is everything that we need and more. And his name is Jesus. If we can just call on the name of Jesus, oh God, every knee has to bow. Every tongue has to confess that he is Lord, and his name is Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. And we can speak his name. We can call his name. And he brings about a change. What's his name? His name is Jesus. What's his name? His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. What's his name? His name is Jesus. He's our lily of the valley. He's everything that we need and more. Oh, God, he is our rock and he is our strong tower. He is the lover of our soul. He intercedes for us day after day. God, sitting on the right-hand side of the Father. God, help us to stand upon what we have been taught. Worst thing we can do is make up our own new little thing. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but leadeth to destruction. We don't have to seem. We don't have to guess. We don't have to, oh God, make up stuff. But Paul declared in Romans 8, I believe in 28, he says, and we know. He said it without a doubt, with a confidence and a boldness to declare, and we know. So things may come, be difficult in our lives, so storm clouds may rise, so trouble may rear its ugly head in the land, and it's not anything new, God. Individual after individual in the Bible, oh God, to get your people straight, Lord, you use people, Nebuchadnezzar, Lord, you use him to redirect your people's focus back unto you. You use King Darius, oh God, to turn around and bless the nation, God. Oh God, you use Herod, oh Lord, and you use Pharaoh, Lord, oh God, to push your people back unto you. Oh God, we're just living in a day and time where you're looking for your people to get back to you, get back to praying. Get back to fasting. Get back to calling upon your name, Lord. Oh, God, and we shall be saved. You are just trying to get our attention, Lord. Let us see. Open up our eyes that we might see. Open up our ears that we might hear. Trouble in our families, God. Open up our eyes that we may see you. Behold your beauty. Open up our eyes, oh, God, that we may call upon you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to see you in the beauty of holiness and even in the beauty, oh God, of destruction, Lord. Because, God, you are still a creator. God, you're still a way maker. God, you're still doing new things. But you said, behold, I'll do a new thing. Can't you see it? There's something new, God, that you have in store for us today. A new experience, a new journey, a new purpose, God, a new anointing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, even in the midst of destruction, God, there is still hope. Even when Jesus hung his head down and said, it is finished, Lord, that was not the end, Lord. That was just a part of working together for our good, Lord. Oh, God, you said that the sun didn't shine no more, that the world rocked to and fro, Lord, because your son was crucified on Calvary's cross, Lord. But there was still light at the end of the tunnel. Lord, Peter and the other disciples were in the boat, God, and the storm was raging, Lord. And God, Peter asked you as he saw you walking on water to bid me to come. And you told him to come, and as long as he kept his eyes on you, he didn't have to worry about sinking. But when he turned away, when he stopped focusing on you, when he became concerned about what was raging around him, he began to sink. God, I'm asking you this morning to help us keep our eyes on you, lest we sink. Yes, storms are raging, but bid us to come to you, Lord, and help us to keep our eyes focused in on you. It's not a time to give up. It's not a time to throw in the towel. It's not the time, Lord, to lose hope. But this is the very hour to grow our faith. This is the very hour to put our whole and complete trust in you. This is the very hour that we call upon you, that we seek your face, that we ask for your anointing, that we ask for you to shine your light in us, that we ask for the Holy Ghost to come to more and have his way, and not just say it just to be saying it, but to mean it deep down in our hearts, Lord, that yes, let your will be done. Not my will, Lord, but let thine will be done. And you can spark up a revival throughout the land that we may come back unto you as a people, as a nation, as a land, to turn from our wicked way, find ourselves in prayer, find ourselves seeking your face, find ourselves chasing after you. Now, God, I've done what you've asked me to do this morning. I'm praying for the people. And as the people, as we, your people, get ourselves together, then what this land needs, will be taken care of. We can't do it in our own power and our own might. Because you told us, Lord, that the battle is not ours. It belongs to you. God, help us to stand upon your word. God, you've given us stuff over and over again. You've given us the words that will help us day in and day out. But, God, we leave your word at home. We don't take it with us. We don't carry your words in our hearts. We don't carry it around with us anymore. We do more on our phones. We say we have the Bible on our phones, but we spend more time playing games than we do, oh God, taking time to read your word. Spend more time on social media than we do reading your word. Your word is what we need. Your word is what the world needs. And you made us to be the vessels to share your word. Many people won't get to see you, Lord. Many people won't see you lest we bring you to them. That means we have to be the light in a dark and dreary world. That means we must have the words to be able to give them, to help them to have hope, to turn them away from their despair, to turn them away from their desperation, to redirect them to you, letting them know that I'm doing it because of the God that lives inside of me. Help us to turn from our wicked ways, Lord, and to turn ourselves back unto you. I pray for everyone that has taken time out to tune into this prayer this morning. God, I pray that you bless their ministry. Let this prayer stir up a revival in them, God, to not be concerned about politics, to not be concerned about the senseless deaths that are raging in the land. Oh, God, to not be, oh, God, concerned about the tornadoes and the hurricanes and the devastation, oh, God, that you are allowing to come into the land. But give us the heart. Give us the mind. Give us, oh, God, the determination, God, to seek you while you may yet still be found, to look to you, not look unto man, but look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Give us the ability to stand, to declare your good word and your good news, and to be the light in our city. Whether we're in California, Lord, or in Texas, or in Tennessee, or in Florida, Lord, wherever the people of God are listening to this call, whether they're on the phone right now live, or they're taking an opportunity to tune in later on in the daytime, oh, God, to listen to the recording, oh, God, anoint them right now. Anoint their heads to be agents of change in their community and in their ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us to submit to leadership, Lord, and to undergird leadership in the mighty name of Jesus, not to tear leadership down, oh, God, but to lift them up, God, to pray for them, Lord, to call on their names, to call out their names in prayer, God, that you may lead them and guide them and direct them. Them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to play a role, oh God, in the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that this world, oh God, and that one, oh God, if we can just reach one, Lord, today, if we can just change the life of one person today, oh God, then it'll be a day of victory, it'll be a day of success, Lord. Use me, God. Use me, Lord. Touch each and every person, Lord. Help them to stand. I bind the spirit of dissension. I bind the spirit of despair. I bind the spirit, God, that causes people, God, causes those that proclaim to be believers, Lord, to find themselves disconnected from church. We can't have a relationship with you, God, and don't have a relationship with them outside of the body, Lord. It does not compute, Lord. You told us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, Lord. So we get stronger. We get more power. We get encouragement, Lord, by being in fellowship with one towards another. How can they hear unless there be a preacher? That means they have to come into the house. They have to find themselves connected to the body. Because if we're disconnected from the body, we don't get the nutrients we need, and we find ourselves to be ineffective, without power, out of control. Help us to be those agents of change. Help us to remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in your work, because much work is to be done. Because the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. We submit to you, God. Use us as laborers today. Laborers to spread your good news. Laborers to tear down the devil's kingdom. Laborers, Lord, to build up your kingdom in our ministry, in our gifts. Let them be used for the upkeep and the building of your kingdom, the edifying of the body, the consecration of holiness. Lord, let us use our gifts and our talents for your glory, not to chase after the things that this world has, but to chase after you. I speak into the heart. I speak into the life of everyone that is tuned in. Let this be a life-changing moment to take us higher, to move us forward in you, in the name of Jesus, so that you may get the glory out of our lives. I pray for my church, Praise Center. I know I'm past my time, but I pray for this ministry. I pray for my leader before I even get into my ministry, Lord. I pray for my leader, Bishop Ted Thomas, that you will bless him today, that you will keep him, that you will strengthen him, that you will breathe life into him, God. I anoint him from the very crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Help him to stand, even when others around him may not want to stand. Help him to proclaim your good news, even when those around him don't want to hear the good news. Help him, oh God, and bless him. God, bless him everywhere he step, oh God, everything he do. Allow me to undergird him. Allow me to encourage him. Allow me to breathe life into him through my words, oh God. Allow me to be a blessing to my leader, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless his family. Bless his ministry. Continue to anoint him for this day and this time. I pray for the churches in First jurisdiction, and I pray for the churches in this state. Pray for God, Bishop Wilbert Daniels, Bishop Levi Willis, Bishop G. Wesley Hart. I pray for my brothers in the gospel, Lord. Assistant to the pastor, J. Kyle Nicholson. Thank you for allowing him to come and to revive our souls last week. Thank you for the new friendship, God. And I pray that you grow that friendship closer, stronger. I pray for Quentin Battle, Pastor Quentin Battle, Pastor Samuel Metcalf, Pastor Hirsch Chenault, God, Pastor Brian Jones, young men that are pushing the gospel and that we fellowship with and that we've created bonds with. I pray for their ministries, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Assistant Superintendent Eddie B. Pruitt, Pastor William Cornick, and Pastor Clifton Cooley, Pastor Lawrence Clyette, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Andy Cork, Pastor, oh God, Wayne Cream, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, and Pastor Kenneth Hackett. Pray for every single pastor in the Great Northern District. Help us to be agents of change, to take this city. Jesus, I pray, God, for this ministry. Lady Yolinda McCowan, Sister Diamond Star, Brother Eric McCowan, Crystal McCowan, Brother Aaron McCowan, Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. Pray for Sister Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Lysandra Miller. Pray for, God, those that are missing in action, Lord. But I bind that spirit of disconnection, and I speak life, Lord. Pray for little Elijah and little Maya, as they fellowship with us. Pray for those that have come by, stopped by. God, you've proclaimed greatness into this ministry. Our numbers may not show it, God, but God, we will invoke your presence in this place because you have promised us where two or three gather in your name, there you will be in the midst. And so as long as you're in the midst, God, it doesn't matter, oh God, because you can heal us and you can strengthen us and you can encourage us, oh God, and you can compel us to go, oh God, and to compel them to come in, Lord. Let us train us up in the way that we should go, Lord. Equip us with everything that we need that we'll be prepared for the harvest that you have for us. Bless our pantry. God, bless our streaming ministry. God, bless our outreach. God, our evangelism, Lord. Bless everything that we put our hands to do so that it may bring you glory and honor and praise. Bless Lady McCowan later on this morning as she leads a coffee break. Continue to anoint her and continue to enlarge her territory, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for allowing her to reach another birthday. And I thank you for the celebration that we had on Sunday. Thank you for all that came. I pray special blessings on everyone that came. Brother Schamberger, God, blessings. Oh, God, Sister Kim, God, blessings, Lord. And all those who participated, Mother Hawkins. And, oh, God, all those who came. I pray that you richly bless them because they blessed the woman of God here at Praise Center. And then I ask that you bless us this day. Lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord, that we may fulfill your glory, fulfill the purpose and the plan that you have for our lives, and that you may get the glory out of us. Lead, guide, and direct us, God, in everything that we say, in everything that we do. And we are determined, God, to give it all over to you so that you may be pleased and that you may get the glory out of us. We bless your name now, and we give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' precious name, we declare right now, amen and amen.